This is the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back with you at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, where the Mountain Home Bombers trail the Little Rock Parkview Patriots 17-7 at the half. Joined now by Mountain Home Athletics Director Mitch Husky. Mitch, you've had a big day. You've been to Hot Springs, and some hardware is coming home with the Lady Bombers.
Yeah.
It's championship day, isn't it?
Absolutely. It was a long day. So far, good. We need to cap it off with a W here. But, yeah, today it started off with the girls' race. Marcy Cudworth won another back-to-back, you know, individual state championship. And then, of course, our team, girls, won by a pretty good margin, too. So
I was going to ask you, how big was that margin?
I will say it was – I actually have it on my phone, but it was 30, 40 points. Is that how they say it, points?
Yeah, but okay. It's the least amount of points in
right.
Cross-country. So I will lowest
say
possible
it,
score.
I will say it was like 50-something to 90-something or 60-something, 80. But anyway, it was good. Good day for the Lady Bombers. And then our boys, Whit Lawrence, turned around and won the individual state championship, which is awesome for him. If he was at last year, he got just edged out by maybe a foot.
Really?
This year, he beat that same guy that beat him by about 30-something seconds.
Okay.
And so it was awesome. And then our boys, you know, they ended up state runner-up, got edged out. I think it was 52-50.
Really, who was it that got them?
Lake Hamilton.
Okay.
And, you know, they were highly disappointed.
I'm sure they were.
You know, anytime you win a runner-up, state runner-up, and you're disappointed, that tells you you're pretty good. So, anyway, I'm proud of them. There's nothing they need to hang their head about.
So you got a state runner-up boys, you got a state championship girls, and both of those teams won their conference titles, correct?
They did. As a matter of fact, they won the conference titles by quite a margin as well. Lake Hamilton's been a powerhouse. I want to say I think we broke their state championship streak in boys last year. It was like 7 years in a row or something like that. So a good day cross country.
Not a bad first year for Will Norris, is it?
No, I mean, we was excited. We hated losing Robert Blades. But anytime you have an individual with such high character as Will to go along with, you know, he ran at Arkansas State, he competed at a high level. So we feel real fortunate having him along with Coach Peverell that's been here for years and then Roddy Patrick. They've done a great job.
And how many folks are going to come back? I know Witt's a senior, right? And Marcy's a senior?
Yes, those are two seniors. But we had, you know, just in the boys' side, Well, I'll forget somebody, but Andrew
right.
Westfall, I mean, he was right there second behind Whit for most of the race. I think he ended up third. So I'd say he'll probably be the odds-on favorite to win it all next year. With our girls, you know, Marcy's good, but we had some girls go with her this year. Had more girls come out, and hopefully that continues, and maybe they give another run next year.
Kind of winding down, I guess, all the fall sports now. Here, is football now the last thing left? Volleyball's done, tennis, everybody else is done, and we're getting ready for the little orange ball that's about to drop, what, next week, or is it now a week and a half since we had a schedule change?
Actually, Monday, our girls host Mountain View for a benefit game. So, and then next Thursday, our boys go to Jacksonville for their benefit game. Our junior high boys was actually supposed to start this past weekend, had that game canceled, but it's getting started. We actually go on a wrestling meet on Tuesday, go to Batesville. Wrestling's been hooking it up as long as the basketball team. Matter of fact, they started right at the beginning of the school year this year with their conditioning. I'm excited to see what our wrestling girls and boys do. And then you look down the field, we got our cheerleaders. Our dance team, both of them have state competitions coming up in November and December.
Good looking outlook for some of these teams, too, as well. You know, the Bombers here, they're in the playoffs. They're in the ball game right now, fighting for that home playoff berth. You know, what's your kind of judgment on the state of the athletics department right now? You've got to be pretty happy with the way things are rolling.
I am. You know, I've been the one thing in the last couple of years that we knew we had to get right was the football. I feel like everything else was competing and at a high level. And, you know, it just – this year I've been so proud of our 7th grade team, our 8th grade team, our 9th grade team with Coach Crow You know, he's brought an energy, a passion, a belief to us. Just the same thing as you're seeing with these high school coaches. And that the kids see that. High school kids, you can't fool them. If you don't believe in something, it's not going to happen. But every one of these coaches, like I knew Parkview was pretty good. I asked them, they all expect to beat them. And I've actually even heard them, they're not looking ahead. We would love to host a playoff game for our community. But I'm going to tell you, if we don't, we'll be going wherever, and I'll feel good about our chances to win.
Yeah, right now, looking at some scores across the conference, Lake Hamilton leading Greenwood 14-10. Benton's up 10-8 on Van Buren. Those are the teams that are in front of us and Parkview in the standings. Right now, looking like Mountain Home, if they have to go on the road, probably be going to Pine Bluff at home. They'd have a familiar foe in Searcy. Of course, both of those teams are familiar foes and trips that we're, you know, pretty well acquainted with. Mitch, how's things going right now with the quarantines and stuff? Seems like most of the teams are holding up pretty well.
You know, that's where we've been very fortunate. Now, we did take a lick in tennis on our boys' side and our girls. That kept two individuals from competing in the state tournament, which is awful. And not to say that's not bad, but overall we've been pretty fortunate. And I just think it has to do with our kids making the right decisions, you know, outside of school. I think it's our coaches having our kids doing the things, you know, with keeping social distance in the locker room, at practice. That wears on you because usually you're just trying to win a ball game. Now you're trying to keep people apart, and so it changes how you prepare. And so if I said it's been easy, I think you can talk to any teacher. We love being at school, but it's a grind. I mean, everybody's having to work a little bit extra, a little bit harder, putting a little bit more time on it. But when you say our kids step out on the field, it makes it all worth it. And everybody will do whatever they need to do to make this happen.
Well, Mitch, we appreciate your time tonight. And enjoy that state championship. And let's hopefully watch the Bombers rally here and get ourselves a home playoff game for next week.
Absolutely. Let's go Bombers.
All right. Go Bombers. Thanks, Mitch. All right, we're going to send it back to Matt Sharp at the station. He's going to check some scores from around the state. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. We're the people behind every light switched on for the baby's 2 a.m. feeding, the computer you start up to begin your business day, and we're always there, down the line, powering farms and industry somewhere across Arkansas. We're a network of nearly 2,500 team members delivering more than just electricity. We deliver power through our family of 17 local electric distribution co-ops. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Power and people.
Paid for by OpenChar Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown that chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-483-7571. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file the claim, so call us now at 800-483-7571. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-483-7571. That's 800-483-7571. Again, 800-483-7571.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And good evening from the studio once again, as we are at halftime here on the Ackman Audio Halftime Show. It is Mountain Home trailing Little Rock Parkview 17-7. Patriots came into this game ranked 10th in the state overall and 3rd in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Taking a look what else is going on tonight in the 6A West. Big game down at Lake Hamilton High School in Piercy, as it is a matchup between teams ranked in the overall top 10. Greenwood, who is 4th in the state overall, number 1 in Class 6A, is losing to the Wolves, who are 2nd overall and 7th overall and 2nd in Class 6A. Lake Hamilton is up 14-10 at the break. Benton, who is ranked 4th in Class 6A, is up on Van Buren 18-15 in the second quarter. And also tonight, Russellville leads Salem Springs 31-21 at halftime. I have not yet seen an update on the game as we move to the local level. Not seen an update on the game between Yellow Summit and Mountain Burg. Salem actually played last night. The Greyhounds fell to Harding Academy 55-9. The Wildcats came to the game ranked number 1 in Class 3A. Melbourne leads Mountain View 30-8 at halftime. And Harrison, who is ranked 3rd in Class 5A, is up on Pea Ridge 35-14 at the break. District play is continuing up in Missouri as some area schools are in semifinal action. At halftime, West Plains is leading McDonald County 21-0. Also tonight, Forsyth is trailing Fair Grove 21-14 at the break. It is Branson losing to Carthage, but not by much, 28-21 at halftime. And Ava is down to Mountain Grove at the break, 21-6. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 1 Bryant, who's also number 1 in Class 7A, is leading 6th-ranked Conway 42-20. The Wampus Cats are also ranked 4th in Class 7A. Bentonville, who is 2nd in Class 7A and or 2nd overall and in Class 7A, is up on Bentonville West 31-7 at halftime. North Little Rock, who is number 3 overall and in Class 7A, is leading Cabot 28-10 in the second quarter. The Panthers are 9th overall and 5th in Class 7A. Number 8, Wynn, who is also number 2 in Class 5A, is playing at Nettleton this evening. And we haven't seen an update on that game as of yet. The game between number 5 Plassey Academy and Jacksonville ended up getting canceled this week. The Bruins are also ranked number 1 in Class 5A. We've already gone through all the updates in the Class 7A Top 5. The only one I haven't mentioned in Class 6A was actually a final from last night, as number 5 Sylvan Hills defeated Searcy 41-7. There was one final, as we move to the Class 5A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, there was one final from last night as 5th-ranked Little Rock Christian pounded Watson Chapel 63-28. Number 4, Texarkana, playing at home tonight against Queen, and we have yet to see an update on that game. Class 4A Top 5, one final from last night as 3rd-ranked Joe T. Robinson beat Harmony Grove Haskell 42-7. Tonight, number 1, Arkadelphia is playing at Malvern, and it is a close game at halftime. The Badgers are just up 7-6. 2nd-ranked Shiloh Christian leads Huntsville 21-0 at the break. Number 4, Nashville, playing at Bauxite, and it is the Scrappers leading 36-10 at halftime. And number 5, Rivercrest is up on Blytheville 20-7 in the second quarter. In the Class 3A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, 2nd-ranked Prescott is playing at Glen Rose, and it is all Curly Wolves. They're up 35-7 at the break. 4th-ranked Hoxie is leading Walnut Ridge 42-13 at halftime, and a 5th-ranked McGee is pounding Smackover 41-0 in the second quarter. 3rd-ranked Newport is idle this week. And in the Class 2A Top 5, 3 finals from last night, as 2nd-ranked Gurdon beat Cutter Morning Star 56-24. It was 3rd-ranked Des Arc over Clarendon 16-7, and 4th-ranked Junction City pounded Strong 43-6. Tonight, number 1, Fordyce playing at Bearden. Haven't seen an update on that one as of yet, and a 5th-ranked Bigelow is at Conway Christian. I haven't seen an update on that one as of yet either. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Sonny and Tobias in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home trailing Little Rock Parkview 17-7. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a 2nd convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, We are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Money's never an easy topic to talk about, but it's a must when you have kids. I'm State Treasurer Dennis Milligan, and my office is here to make saving money for college or vocational school quick and effortless. Sign up for automatic payroll deductions into an Arkansas 529 education savings plan and help change the course of your child's life.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org, arkansas529.org.
We continue with the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're back at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, where the Little Rock Parkview Patriots lead your Mountain Home Bombers 17-7 at the half. Tobias, the halftime stats are in, and they kind of tell the story of that half, don't they?
They absolutely tell the story, Sonny. Offensively, Parkview had 272 yards in the first half. Mountain Home had only 91. Rodgers is 7 for 13 for 97 yards, rushed the ball 15 times for just shy of 100 yards, and Joyner had 11 rushes for 66 yards. On Mountain Home side of the ball, McKay, 3 for 11 so far, 35 yards passing, 4 rushing attempts for 20 yards. Hershberger, 11 touches for 36 yards. Barnett's been our receiver of the game, had 2 catches for 38 yards receiving. And Parkview's been able to really kind of shut down Walker tonight so far. He's got negative 3 yards receiving. So like you said, it tells the story.
All right, about a minute and a half left until the opening kickoff is supposed to happen, but we've yet to see the Parkview Patriots come out of the halftime locker room. So we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net because life is meant to be enjoyed.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!